This is a dictation for Jamaica Davis, JAMIKADAVIS. Date of service 10/25/22. Date of birth 1/13/1983. Date of accident 1/11/2022. The patient report that she did not come last month due to COVID crisis and due to the quarantine that she was she went through for a month. Her daughter was on COVID positive at the school, and that's why there was a delay. She's requesting lidocaine patch for her pain, and she's okay to work on light duty job. She's doing physical therapy 3 times per week. Her date of injury was 1/11/2022, and she's almost 40% better. And she's doing a chiropractic treatment as of now with Dr. Veterans, V-E-A-T, like Tom, E-N-S. The pain level varies from 5 to 10, localized in the area of neck, which is around 8 today. Lower back pain is 10, and both shoulders pain is around 6. She can lift up to 130 degrees of abduction without pain. The ADLs are reported affected to around 7 to 8, especially general activity, mood, and work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And patient report 30 to 40% improvement in the pain level. In the system review, patient reports of ongoing headaches, which are 3 to 4, less often, less frequent, and associated with some mild dizziness and vertigo, and vision disturbance and double vision is not present, no blackout, fainting, no seizures, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, none of them, as well as no confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory, or lack of focus. The patient does complain of anxiety, depression, and panic, and in the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the neck, lower back, both shoulders, as well as stiffness in both shoulders, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, and continence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Any changes in the last 1 month? None. Some improvement, 40% improvement is reported. There is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No other trauma is reported either. Current pain medications is none. Sorry, current pain medication is none. And substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. And physical examination is from the previous visit of 8/25/2022, dictation number 0827-098, kindly use that visit for the physical findings. And diagnosis, plan of care is as follows: after reviewing the maps and the labs, patient is found to be in compliance. A lidocaine patch 5% is ordered, Voltaren gel is ordered, and she will continue doing physical therapy. The frequency is reduced to once a week, as a patient already has done 10 months of therapy. And she is placed back on a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pounds. And I will continue hospital replacement and transportation for another month. Other than that, patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. We also provided an in-house pharmacy medications, which are Mobic, 15 milligram daily, and Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Tramadol 50 milligram Q12 RPRN, and Wellbutrin is provided, XL 150 milligram daily for depression. Other than that, patient is stable, and no other new additions are to be needed. Thank you.